Trend number two, the new consumer psychology. As John Gersema, president of Brand Asset Consulting, recently wrote in Strategy and Business, consumers are shifting to a lifestyle more focused on community, connection, quality, and creativity. People are retreating to old-fashioned values to build new lives of purpose and connection. They also realize that how they spend their money is a form of power, and they're moving from mindless consumption to mindful consumption, increasingly taking care to purchase goods and services from sellers that meet their standards and reflect their values. In part, this new consumer mindset, which Gersema labels the spend shift, could be symptomatic of harder times for many consumers. However, it's more likely that the spend shift movement could be here to stay, since it is closely related to the civic dissatisfaction that is rocking the political establishment and additionally has some roots in environmental awareness and changing aspirations. For businesses that embrace this change, there will be opportunities, and for those that ignore it, there will be penalties. Gersema's assessment of the spend shift is based on 2 years of gathering and analyzing data, beginning with the Young & Rubicam Brand Asset Valuator, or BAV, which is a poll of consumer values, attitudes, and shopping behaviors. More than 1 million consumers were queried in 50 countries on more than 70 brand metrics, which include the general awareness consumers have of a brand, the particular ways it makes them feel, and many other measures. The most recent BAV surveys show sharp increases in the number of consumers who focus more on corporate behavior rather than status-driven values. For example, among the once prized brand attributes that declined between 2005 and 2009 were exclusive, arrogant, sensuous, and daring, all of which dropped from 20 to 60%. The brand attributes Americans found more important during the same period were kindness and empathy, up 391%, friendly, up 148%, high quality, up 124%, and socially responsible, up 63%. This dramatic increase in consumer preferences for companies that show kindness and empathy toward customers is the biggest shift in any attitude ever seen during the BAV survey's two-decade history. In the course of his research, Gersema identifies four defining principles that together offer a comprehensive look at the origins and impacts of the spend shift. The first principle is that we are united by change. In other words, this spend shift is a far-reaching and inclusive phenomenon that isn't limited to any particular demographic. In fact, 55% of all Americans are part of this movement, which bridges geographic, educational, age, and income barriers. Consider these statistics. 23% have just a high school diploma, 21% hold a college degree, 11% have completed postgraduate studies, 28% earn less than $40,000 a year, and 18% earn between $75,000 and $100,000. Furthermore, members of the movement include Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. It also includes 58% of millennials, the generation born between 1980 and 1995, as well as nearly half of seniors. Gersema summarizes this principle with the following observation. What unites all these spend shifters is a common sense of optimism and newfound purpose. They are living with less and yet feeling greater satisfaction. For instance, 78% of those surveyed reported they are happier with a more back-to-basics lifestyle. 88% reported they buy less expensive brands than they used to, and nearly the same number reported that possessions do not have much to do with how happy they feel. The second defining principle of the spend shift picks up on these themes. It's called the new thrift. Prior to the Great Recession, the American dream was defined by the endless quest for more. But now, as part of the economic crisis, a significant majority of Americans prefer a pared-down lifestyle with fewer possessions and less emphasis on displays of wealth. Gersema argues that this is not what some people call the new normal. It's better described as the old normal. If you look at historical savings rates in the U.S., people have on average saved 10% of their income going back as far as six decades. It was only in the mid-1980s, with the explosion in the availability and promotion of consumer credit, that this began to change. In only 20 years, average American households swung from being net savers to net borrowers. But now, consumers are returning to traditional saving sensibilities. This renewed emphasis on thrift is also changing how people seek status. They no longer measure their success by how much they've acquired. On the contrary, many more people are seeking ways to experience a sense of competence, self-sufficiency, and accomplishment. According to trendwatching.com, the statusphere, defined as those elements people pursue to achieve status, is becoming much more diverse, and it now includes non-traditional elements such as acquiring skills, being generous, and enjoying increased connectivity in the online world. The third defining principle behind the spend shift is transparency breeds trust. We're living in an era when confidence in big government and big business has declined by nearly 50% in the past 2 years. It has dropped especially in the financial and automotive sectors, but also in retail, packaged goods, and consumer electronics, plus many others. Tech-savvy consumers are now using online services as they stand in stores to get instant access to competitors' prices. They're also searching websites to find companies that match their values on the environment and social issues. As a result, transparency becomes all the more crucial, since today's consumers are suspicious of traditional marketing messages. Employees in every department should be serving as frontline ambassadors, erasing the distance between the corporation and the customer. Recruiting people who can offer the public respect, consideration, and efficient service will be essential in the spend shift years. The fourth defining principle that offers insight into the spend shift is value and values. As mentioned earlier, kindness and empathy are now viewed as key attributes that define the best companies. Because U.S. consumers are now aligning their spending with their values, the ability of a company to identify with its customers is now a prerequisite. For example, instead of selling shoes, companies best positioned for the spend shift are selling empathy and respect. Instead of making cars, manufacturers are promising fairness and openness. The vanguard companies understand that showing kindness and humanity has become a competitive advantage. Microsoft is a telling example. Although TV ads make it seem as though all the cool consumers hate Microsoft and favor Apple, the two companies aren't even close when it comes to sentiments of the public at large. Microsoft always scores higher on measures of its reputation, exceeding Apple by a wide margin. These results can be traced to two factors. First, Microsoft is associated with Bill Gates, whose philanthropy gives the company a heart. And second, Microsoft provides programs such as Elevate America, which provides 2 million people with free training in information technology to help them find jobs in the post-industrial economy. What is the lesson from these four principles that managers need to take away? People are deploying their dollars in a more calculated and strategic way to influence institutions and express their values. The most successful companies will respond to this shift by operating in such a way that the business, the customer, and the community win in every transaction. In light of this ongoing spend shift, we offer the following four forecasts. First, going forward, consumer confidence will rise, and consumer spending will once again propel the economy to new heights. But the mindset behind that spending will be different going forward. Young and Rubicam surveys reveal that people are turning away from satisfying their wants and toward emphasizing their needs. This is a dramatic shift from the borrow and buy cycle to the old-fashioned values of thrift, self-reliance, and pragmatism. Second, conspicuous consumption has not disappeared. Some consumers will always feel the urge to flaunt expensive brands and luxury products that declare their status. However, our broader consumer culture has matured, and mature values will set the priorities for U.S. consumers in the coming decade. On the other hand, as conspicuous consumption subsides in mature markets, the emerging middle classes in countries like China, India, Turkey, Indonesia, Mexico, and Brazil will pick up the slack. Third, as the spend shift becomes the norm, consumer spending will continue to grow at or below the growth rate of personal income. Today, we're seeing a shift toward viewing resourcefulness and self-sufficiency as virtues, and excessive consumption as a sign of weakness. The borrow-and-spend mentality has only been in vogue since the early 80s. Going forward, we'll see a shift back to traditional rates of savings that began dropping in the 1980s. And fourth, consumers will be looking for signs that companies share their values. In some cases, this will involve balancing the priorities of different constituencies and making tough, principled choices. Whether the issue is abortion, gay rights, employment practices, religious expression, or environmentalism, companies will have to align their actions and words with the priorities of their consumer base or risk losing them to competitors who do.